it's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Way up. What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my guest host, Candace Dillard Bassett, Real Housewives of Potomac.
What's going on?
She's here all week, and you came on a good time.
Yes.
All right, because we have Clay here from Love is Blind Season 6, and I feel like there's been a lot of think pieces about you.
I have seen that.
Yeah. So, I mean, clearly I've been watching the show the whole entire season. You and AD, and I had said this on the air, were my favorite couple for a period of time until you guys uncoupled at the end, unexpectedly, because I think watching that scene, a lot of people were like, jaw on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I was watching it, too. I thought I was going to say yes watching it back. So.
You did?
Yeah, I was like watching it back. I'm like, dang, I was giving like a lot of indication I was going to say yes, but... you know, I knew what exactly happened, but
yeah,
like, I was like, the way they kind of cut it up a little bit, I was like, damn, am I about to say yes?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was wild.
You know, I wanted to say when I was watching it too, and you guys got to the altar, I was like, this was my first indication, maybe not. Because you didn't really prepare your vows.
Yeah.
It was kind of, you know, sometimes, like, I'm thinking about, like, Candace, when you got married, did you have
I waited until the last minute, but the night before the wedding, I did write out my vows. Did you, like, and I know men are different, but did you ever think about, like, when I get married, I'm going to either write my vows out or I'm going to speak from the heart? What was your thought process?
I thought it was pretty, like, as on a show, like, my education about marriage was not that high. Like, I had no, I would never even think about writing vows, even if this decision was going to say yes, because honestly, I was kind of just thinking, like, am I going to say yes or no? So in terms of, like, thinking about my vows, I was more so thinking about the decision more so than, like, you know, what, you know, professing my love, I guess, on that altar.
And so is that because you were on a show where you have to decide at the altar whether you're going to say yes or no, or was that because that's your mindset about marriage?
You know, I think it's a little combination of both. I think that my mindset on marriage probably wasn't the healthiest going into the show. You know, it was something that, like, I wanted, but, like, I didn't really know how to achieve it. You know, like, I didn't really know how to, like, put the work in to, like, actually be a husband. It was, like, something that you, like, yeah, I want to be a husband, but, like, do you really know how to, do you have the tools to be a husband? So I think it was a little bit of a combination of both. And also with the show, like, I would be candid to let you know, like, some of the stuff with the show kind of, you know, tricked me up a little bit with, is this an actual process where I felt like this is a foundation where, you know, this is something that's forever. You know, I kind of struggle with TV show, real life.
This was
life.
Your first time doing a reality show?
This was my first time.
And your mom wanted you to do this.
My mom did. But, you know, it's funny. She actually was talking about Married at First Sight. She wasn't even talking about Love is Blind. So she was like, Clay, I think this would be a good show for you. You know, she wanted me to not lean with the physical, kind of more so build an emotional connection. But she was really more so speaking about Marriage at First Sight, not Love is Blind. So she advocated me going the wrong show.
You know, Clay, looks are important to you. And you talk about that in the pods.
Yes.
And attraction is important to you
as well. Yep. But the whole idea of this show is that you don't know what the other person looks like. Has any of that changed for you? Because people were very critical of the fact that you were focused on, like, with AD, you were like, I have to make sure I'm going to be attracted to you. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like, what do you look like? And mm-hmm. she was like, hey, this is not what this show is about.
Right.
Yeah. But when it comes to being with somebody who physically, because I also don't think that's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an issue to say I want
to
be attracted
to your partner.
Because attraction for me might be different than
exactly.
what somebody else traditionally finds attractive.
Yes.
But how has that changed for you during this experiment, or has it?
No, it definitely changed. I think I'm definitely able to lean more with the emotional side, and I think I'm definitely more emotionally intelligent than I was when I first did the show. Mm-hmm. But I will say that what you guys saw was day two of the pods. Like, mm-hmm. we had 10 days in a pod. So a lot of the stuff that you guys saw was the first 4 days. Me and AD were good the last 6 days. Like, we had a lot of powerful conversation, I think, that the Black community would have loved to hear mm-hmm. that was not aired. You know, I'm big into entrepreneurship. I spoke a lot about that mm-hmm. that wasn't aired on the show. But in terms of that, I'm big on physical. I am. But, like, I could say that I'm not so much leading with that. And even then, when I date, I'm not dating with, like, the pleasure perspective. It's more mm-hmm. so, like, the purpose perspective as well. So I think that's what the show kind of showed me and taught me as well.
Could you tell AD was Black from talking to her?
Yeah, I could tell. We had that banter where it's like, you know, it's funny too, like, I was, you know,
you know
you're dating like all these other girls, like, I feel like, you know, most of the white girls it was one date and then I went, you know,
like, oh, AD was no, rocking. I found the Black voice. Yeah.
I did date Laura for uh-huh. a while though.
Yeah, she knew what you looked like, so I kind of felt like maybe maybe AD had an edge knowing
that I was Black.
Well, also knowing kind of what you look like if you dated somebody else, on, you know, they could have a conversation like
uh-huh. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, me and Laura kind of had like fun banter. I feel like me and AD kind of got mm-hmm. like to the shit, you know?
If you, knowing what you know now, mm-hmm. if you were to go back into the pods with this new understanding, would you do anything different?
You know, I feel like, you know, I'm one of them guys, I'm a spiritual guy. I feel mm-hmm. like things happen for a reason, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. the way how I came on, I was unscripted. I mm-hmm. didn't really watch the show. So mm-hmm. I came from a perspective of the fans are like, yo, is this really real?
Right.
Like, can you really fall in love in 6 weeks? And I was really like, you know, skeptical mm-hmm. of the process mm-hmm. entirely. So, you know, for me, it did work. I did fall in love with AD in mm-hmm. the pod. So I would do it again because I think it, in terms of it transformed my family. We was able to kind of talk about a little bit of the trauma that we had.
Mm.
And I do think that my dating, you know, the way I date is going to be a lot more healthier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
All right, and so let's talk about you and AD now, because she's still on your page. You guys are still friends.
Yeah, we're still friends.
But at the reunion, you were saying that you feel like you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you still are pursuing?
I'm not pursuing AD anymore. You know, she said it on multiple podcasts, I think this week. She's super single, and like, I support her on that. You know, at the end of the day, me, I'm personally going through therapy. I'm healing. I'm not available right now. I'm just mm-hmm. kind of just working on myself, working on my business and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, all I could do is support AD. And, you know, at the end of the day, she wants to be a wife right now. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to provide that to, you know, pretty much be her husband. Mm-hmm. So all I'm doing is to support her. And I think, you know, we have an amazing friendship. And it's amazing that we could kind of go from that and still be friends. So mm-hmm.
what were some of those entrepreneurship conversations that you wish we would have heard?
I wish that we would have heard a little bit more of my commercial real estate perspective, you know, because I'm big on that, buying land, buying mm-hmm. homes. I have two homes right now. So, like, mm-hmm. I was talking to her about pretty much, like, purchasing land. Like, I have an autistic brother. I wanted to build a community for kids that have autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to possibly get into the wedding venue space. I'm in huge entrepreneur classes where I wanted to open up event spaces. Mm-hmm. And AD is in real estate. Mm-hmm. So we kind of vibed on that
synergy
as well and that synergy and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of conversations was happening. A lot of our financial conversations happened, you know, off camera. Well, mm-hmm. it was on camera, but mm-hmm. they didn't show that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed that one of the things that people talked about was also when you were talking about AD's finances.
Yeah.
And that conversation was important for you, and you didn't seem too certain about that as well.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, you guys didn't have those conversations, but what was it? Because I want you to be able to discuss that too, because
mm-hmm.
finances are an important conversation
that can
happen if people are planning to get married. Mm-hmm. So what was it that kind of signaled a red flag for you when it came to her finances?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, for me personally, I wasn't never saying that 80s finances was a reason why we wouldn't be together. I was saying that I didn't understand it enough for us to get married at this time period. Like, I just want to remind everybody, this is 6 weeks, mm-hmm. and I'm going to take ownership that I probably should have had a little bit more conversations yes. about the finances, but mm-hmm. I just want to remind everyone that there's so much going on at right. that time. Every day is a different theme. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the finances in the pods. What I saw from AD in the pods was a little bit different than what I saw when we were when we were actually in Charlotte uh-huh. together. She, you know, we vibed off of entrepreneur spirit. We vibed off of working hard. And then when I felt like when we came back to the house, uh-huh. she dedicated all her time to be a wife, and that's cool and everything, but that's not really what I like fell in love with her about, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, her biggest thing was like, Clay, I got your back, I'm gonna support you. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just not a motivation for me to get married, because I have a lot of people that got my back, you know? Yeah. I wanna be motivated by my partner as well. I think it's a partnership, and I'm big on marriage. I don't yes. want to get a divorce. And one of the things I know that people get divorces over is finances. So yes. for me, you know, so yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So like finances is big. So,
yes.
you know, AD had an ex-boyfriend before she did the experiment. I think she kind of talked about it on a podcast. And for me, I thought that she said she was a real estate agent. I didn't really see her, you know, in that okay. field, because she was, you know, dedicated to the process, and, mm-hmm. and that's good for her. A lot of other people were dedicated to the process as well.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
But for me, I felt as though for me to say I do, I needed to see, you know, how you, you know, what was going on. Like, how are you making your money? Mm-hmm. Because it seemed to me the ex-boyfriend, this is just to me, this may not be true, but to me it seemed like all the finances came from mm-hmm. that ex-boyfriend. So
he had a club. She worked at his club.
She worked at his
club. Also, in addition to real estate. In addition to being a realtor.
It sounds like you're saying, like, maybe she wanted to be a stay-at-home wife. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I don't think, because AD definitely got into her real estate after we finished filming, and she was very transparent with me about this ex-boyfriend, so I don't want to make it seem like, You know, she wasn't doing anything, but she just really dedicated this time to be a wife.
Yes.
Me personally, I didn't understand that because they paid us whatever they paid us. And to me, that wasn't enough to just pause my life for 6 weeks. Like, it was like, regardless if you're making money, I just, you know, I'm a go-getter. I just can't see how you could pause your life for 6 weeks and not work.
So you had different ideals about work.
I did.
Okay. Well, Clay, and there was one part where she had like put together this dinner, and you didn't show up because you had to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what was that about?
Yeah.
She didn't set up a dinner. It was like
whatever she had set up at the house.
It was actually really cute, and I want to shout out AD. It was probably one of the most thoughtful gifts that I ever had. So pretty much, she had like this little cards, and it said like the things that she thinks about me. So every day I would pick it up, and it's like. The different things that you think about me, like, I love the way you smile, like, I loved it. It was really beautiful, honestly. I never had a gift like that. I didn't know that gift was there. Like, I honestly was at the lake working because I rent out boats and jet skis. Also work a 9-to-5. I'm in tech sales, you know, so I'm on a call with clients. I'm trying to close deals. So I was working my 9-to-5 schedule. We would film sometimes from 6 to 10. This particular time was a weekend. I was at the lake from 9 to 7. I was tired. Like, you know, like, you're at the lake all day. The sun is beaming on you. I'm pushing the boat. I'm doing a lot of this by myself. So what happened was, my jet ski stayed in my garage. I got to my house, and honestly, I just crashed. I got to the house. I was at the sun all day. It was a hot day, and I just crashed. It just happens. Like,
I need to clarify that, because I just didn't show up.
It wasn't even that. Like,
I don't even care.
Where Love is Blind had a station, that it was not really convenient to my lifestyle. Where my lake, where I would have had to drive, would have been an hour and a half, hour and 20 minute drive just to get my jet skis. Then I had to drive another 40 minutes to go to the lake. Where I live, I'm in the middle of both. So like, I could just take my jet skis and drive to the lake. It's a 25 minute ride. Whereas where they had me at, it would have been just too much, you know?
But so I'm on a reality show.
Yeah.
And we are contracted to film from Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah.
And we know that we have to be available at those times. Mm-hmm. Like, did you not know that you would need to be available at that time to film whatever, whether it was her surprising you with a dinner or going to the Ferris wheel? Like, did you not know that you needed to be available at that time?
Well, I'm going to say, for me falling asleep, that's totally on me. Like, that I should have came home.
So you
that
were
night.
Supposed to go film?
No. That was off. That was, we weren't
off
filming
camera.
That time.
That
was off camera.
Oh, that was off camera.
That was something she had planned.
She just did that off the strength of just her being a good person, honestly.
Okay.
So, you know, it wasn't like I was supposed to be there filming, but I just honestly just crashed. I should have went home and did that. I just honestly just fell asleep.
Okay.
It was no ill will intention with that. But Love is Blind told me that they were going to adjust to my lifestyle. They said that we want to make this as, you know, simple as possible. Mm-hmm. We want to make this like actually like you're going to get married and this is your real relationship. I came to find out I got to work on their schedule, and that was a little bit of an issue. So you know, I ain't gonna say that probably contributed to my edit, but definitely I bump heads a lot with the scheduling, because I wasn't really available all the time.
My
husband
bumps heads a lot with production.
We're gonna talk about
scheduling.
That. Have you ever lived with somebody before?
Never. That was my first time living with someone. Yeah, I'm a solo rider.
Okay,
so this was really like
a whole new world.
That's what I'm saying. I'm getting dissected, people like judging me and stuff like that. Like, I'm doing a lot of stuff for the first time. Like, chill.
I have a question. I don't know if you can answer this.
Right.
So I saw somewhere that in your Love is Blind contract that if you don't show up to the altar, if you don't get married or something like that, you can be fined like $50,000.
Oh, no.
It was like the girl showed like the line item.
You know, I didn't really look into that because I was thinking in my head, like, how did that even leak? Like, I just be feeling like
I've seen so
much cap on the internet from this stuff. So I don't know. I didn't really dive into it, but I seriously doubt she has somebody in our cast schedule, because it's not like we printed it out. Like, we got it in a DocuSign email.
Okay.
So it's like, even when she, like, how did she get that? Okay. You know, so
that's not true.
It's not true. Now, they're not saying it, but you kind of feel like a little pressure to go to the altar and stuff like that. But like, they're not articulating that. And the staff was amazing. They didn't push me to do anything that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was me and AD's decision to go to the altar. We actually got addressed because, you know, as you know, guys know, I was saying, you know, that I'm struggling with you know, the concept of like, hey, on May 12th, this is 6 weeks and we got to get married. Mm-hmm. I don't think we built enough of a foundation yet to get married. And that's what I was articulating. They kept on having me saying, like, I'm afraid to cheat on you. That was an edit. I was saying that, have we built the foundation enough where we're going to be faithful with each other forever? I don't want to cheat on you. And they cut that whole part out and said, I don't want to cheat on you.
Right. So the edit is
though. It is crazy. Yeah. It is crazy. Yeah. And like I said, it's a little spicy. And like I said, I receive it all. You know, people want to kill me for it. Like, at the end of the day, like, I do think that we was able to unpack a lot of things that I struggle with. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
They focused a lot on your parents too. And that conversation really did become a backdrop for this is why Clay perhaps feels the way that he does. I saw a therapist breaking it down.
About our parents?
Yeah, like your parents' conversation.
Oh, my parents,
parents. And your dad, like things that, you know, your mom did not know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the main thing was that your dad, when he was cheating on your mom, would bring you, you know, on some of those dates. And your mom wasn't even
aware
of that. That's a
wild.
You know, yeah. How come you've never had that conversation with her before until this happened? And I know you guys are all working through things as a family, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's like kind of like, even though I disrespect it, but it's like bro code. Like, you know, I don't know. It's like, you know, my dad's my hero. And like, I didn't really process those things when I was a kid, when it was happening. Like, so when I was with AD and you're like faced with this time where you got to get married, like, I just saw that it was a hurdle. It really wasn't me even trying to like snitch on my dad or anything like that. It was just like, I got comfortable with the camera at that time. It was about like, you know, 3.5 weeks of us filming and, you know, me having a conversation with AD. I was just articulating some of the blockage that I had in terms of like moving forward in our relationship. So, you know,
I know that had to make your mom furious. Like, yeah, why she would actually you subject my child to
What
did she say to you?
You know, that was the first time hearing it. Actually, so when she met AD, that scene, that was her first time ever hearing it. So thank God they didn't really get a lot of my mom, you know, conversation like that, because that was the first time she even heard of, she ever heard about that. And I thought I told her, but
you know you didn't tell your mama.
I thought I told
that your daddy was cheating on
her. I didn't tell her like that, but I definitely talked to my little brother. And, you know, because I'm away from my family. Like, I'm the only one down south. You know, like, everybody else is in Jersey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I told me and my little brother, Nate, we talk all the time. And Nate definitely know. So I thought Nate would have,
so
like,
you thought you was
going
to put it on your brother and make your brother tell your mama.
I didn't
want to tell my mama. You supposed to leave.
You're right. Now I learned. We make mistakes, you know.
But did your parents still like AD? It felt like they really did like her. Like, they would have liked for you guys to get married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom definitely got respect for AD. I don't think she liked the comment that AD made, though, at the reunion.
She didn't want to be your mom.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, AD, what are you talking about, man? Mm-hmm. Like, my mom was married for 23 years. Like, you wish, you know what I mean? Like,
well, she said respectfully, but,
she didn't want that situation to be her
situation.
Yeah,
I just feel like she could have definitely worded that differently, because my mom has only, on camera, has only spoke grace. She's had so much grace for AD, and you just open up the conversation of like, well, women, like, well, I don't want to be like that. But it's like, divorce happens, like, breakups happen. You don't say you don't want to be like somebody. Like, those stuff do happen. Like, relationships are tough, you know, hard. Yeah. My mom was married for 23, almost 24 years. Like, that's an amazing accomplishment, whether you want to sneeze at it or not. You know, like, of course, the goal is to be married forever, but that's not everybody's story. So I thought AD has met my mom enough to know not to throw that in her face like that. But, you know, that's
I think that she was throwing it in her face so much
she
like
just said
expressing what she did not want for herself.
And I understand that. I me personally, though.
Yeah.
I didn't
well,
like that.
Well, that's your
comment.
Mama.
Yeah,
so you're, like you're going to ride for your mom.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, like you said, one of the things that you want to make sure that you're able to talk about is your business. Has this helped business? You being on Love is Blind. You have your Wave Sandy Water Rentals and you are an entrepreneur as well. And you also have a day job, right? So has this helped business? Have people been coming like, I want to go rent some?
I actually haven't really been answering calls for the business just because, like, you know, the first 3 weeks I didn't feel like I had, like, you know, positivity. So I kind of didn't really want to push my business at this time. And honestly, too, it was really stressful going through everything I went through. So I plan on, like, upping up the business in April. But we do got new equipment. We got 4 new boats. We got we're getting a jet car soon. We got 5 jet skis. So we're definitely ready to have a lit summer. But I just wanted to kind of pause it. I got a new job. So I wanted to focus on that while I was going through everything. been real stressful. So, you know, a lot of people call in my business line, and then, you know, it's a lot of trolls.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't want to, like, really push the business too much during this time period.
I understand that. Let it calm down a little.
Does it affect
you mentally? Because, like I said, people were coming at you. They were like, AD was amazing. You know, you really dropped the ball. How could you do that to her? You left her at the altar. Did you anticipate all of this backlash?
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't at all. Like, I was getting, like, death threats. My number got leaked.
Yeah.
I got people sending me text messages. So it's always like, hey, get off social media. But it was getting away from social media. Mm-hmm. They was giving my business reviews. And it's like, yo, I'm a Black-owned business. Like,
hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've had success in this stuff. Like, why are y'all trying to tear me down off of something y'all don't even know? Like, they didn't even, to me personally, I don't even think I got a favorable edit. Like, I felt like they cut me up so crazy where people didn't even really get to know who I really was. So, like, for y'all to, like, give me 1 stars on my business and leave bad reviews.
Oh, yeah, because that has nothing to do with.
It got nothing to do with nothing. Like, people who didn't even rent my jet skis or my boat out. It was crazy. And then my number got leaked. Yeah. And then people were sending me, like, you know, crazy messages. Yeah. My voicemail, I got, like, death threats. So
It comes with the territory.
But 100%, I did not expect that. Mm-hmm. I thought that, like, you know, me opening up and being vulnerable was, like, a safe space. And I thought that for the Black community, it's something that y'all needed to hear, like, a Black man being, you know, transparent about, like, some of the things we struggle with. I didn't know that me being transparent about my stuff was going to give me such a target where people are like, you know, F you, you know, so.
It's both. Yeah. I think it definitely did open up a lot of doors for conversation in the community, but it also opened you up to, because you're being vulnerable to people coming at you. Because they're sitting at home in their bathrobes, they dirty bathrobes, and their unwashed bed sheets.
Candace is like, trust me, I know.
Okay, I understand. I feel your pain. But it comes with the territory and whatever. If you continue in this space, that's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's not going to stop.
So thicken up your skin.
Yeah, shout out to Jalen for holding me back, you know, because I was ready to fire off.
Ready to come at people. Yeah. You know, because there was he just wanted to be on TV, but this is your first time doing TV. And then there was Trevor, who at the reunion had his whole issue that was wild. He was like, he took the longest pause I've ever seen.
That was awkward.
In answering a question.
And Trevor's my boy, too, man. Not too much on Trevor, man. Like, the funny thing is, man, I really feel like the internet need to chill on Trevor. Like, that's Netflix trying to make Trevor the golden boy. He never wanted that. We was in the pause. We was cutting up. Everything that I did in the pause saying, I want to, you know, I'm nervous about if I fall in love with a girl and I'm not attracted to her. That was a big fear. Trevor said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Trevor was on me. We said that on the pods and the cameras. So that's Netflix trying to make Trevor look
like
this
golden
dude.
But he did have that girl that he was like, I'm leaving now to go do this. I'll be back. Like,
but I'm going to say this too, though. Like, I get it. I think Trevor said some crazy thing in text, so I'm not trying to defend everything Trevor did.
Yes.
But I'm just defending that from the perspective of Love is Blind told us that we are officially cast members a week before we flew out there, or like a week and a half before we flew out there. We started the interview in October 2022. March 2023 is when they told us that we're officially cast members season
six. So a lot happens in between.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. What you want me to do? Pause my life? Like, not right. Talk to anybody during this time period? It's like, yeah. And then when they talk to you, they say, hey, you're not officially a cast member. So, you know.
Because there's couples that we don't even have a chance to see.
And there was a lot of women on the other side that had men that they went to right after they finished. It's just that they didn't have a storyline for you to see that. So, you know, I just feel like the men, we kind of are like, we're like kicking bags in this whole experiment. I always see like the men just getting slandered. And I don't like the way they do that, honestly, you know?
No, I'll say Chelsea got slandered a lot.
Chelsea got slandered.
Yeah, don't do that. Chelsea might have got slandered.
You know what's crazy too? Chelsea, I was so shocked watching that because Chelsea was always cool as hell. Like, I always thought Chelsea was like one of them girls that could hang out with the guys. So like seeing her
She had a lot of insecurities.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, it was very interesting.
And she did not take accountability. Like, if she did something, she wouldn't be like, well, I was wrong for that.
Yeah.
It was always like, yeah, but you, blah, 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 you know. Yeah,
but shout out to Chelsea, too, man.
What about your exes? When they saw you on this show, did any of them hit you up?
Like, oh, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. They definitely was. some of them actually told me that it was healing for them, you know, because, like, you know, it's different things that, you know, they didn't see before. Like, you know, I never really articulated the struggle that I had with, you know, with my dad and like how I looked at marriage and like the blockage that I had. So, you know, one of my exes that, you know, I dated for, you know, 2 years hit me up and said, you know, it was actually, thank you for giving me the heads up, because it would have been crazy if I would have watched it and see your face on the screen and not know. So she said, thank you for the heads up. And I was like, you know, talking about it. And she said it actually provided a lot of healing for her. So I was happy to hear that. But it was definitely a couple of exes that came out the woodwork that, you know, not even an ex, like, you know, somebody that you just messed with back in the day, and they just like, oh, wow, that's my ex boyfriend. Like, girl, we hooked up once, girl, don't do that.
I met you at the club,
right?
Hanging on. Hang on.
Now, what made you decide to start going to therapy?
For me, I just felt like I always heard therapy. I always heard about it, but like, you know, just like, you know, like, man, I don't need that. Mm. You know, like, I just never thought that it was something big for me to do. And, you know, a big part was me doing the show. Like, I felt like the producers were therapists in themselves. I think they have like a psychologist like degree and something like that.
Some do.
Yeah, some do. So my producer was like watching my every move and just like asked me questions that, like, you know, I'm like, damn, like, why am I doing that? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the first kind of 2 days in the pause, he's like, Clay, it's like, it looks like you're having like a business interview. Like, you need to open up.
They did say that. Yeah. It looked like he's on a job interview.
Yeah, job. But I'm like corporate. Like, I've been in corporate for like mad long. So like, I'm gonna come like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how it is. But like, he kind of was like telling me like, hey, I need you to do this better and stuff like that. So it
worked out.
And
he was playing with your feet a lot. What was that
about?
I'm quirky, man. I think I'm quirky as hell.
Stop playing with
these feet.
I was comfortable in there. Like,
damn. You were very comfortable.
And like,
that is
I'm like, damn,
saying.
Though. Like, why did God show that? Like, they could have panned the AD during that time period. But listen,
but
like
AD
I said,
wasn't playing with her feet though.
They could have. I'm just saying they could hook the brother up and not. You know, they had a lot of scenes where I was talking and they had AD listening to me. They should have just panned out, but it is what it is.
That turned into a thing. Like, why?
And then I think I snipped it one time too. Like, damn, I was like, I didn't even know I did that. So it's crazy.
Yeah, see, that's something you learned about yourself.
I didn't even know I did that. So you know, 100%.
So what are some things in therapy that you've learned about yourself?
So giving myself grace is something I learned about myself. Also, too, my therapist has been telling me that liberation isn't easy. Mm. I think that for Black men, we do need to have that safe space. And I want to advocate for a mental health advocacy and honestly just push a narrative that, you know, we do as men need to have conversations. We do need to talk about marriage and, you know, just have a good understanding of it. Because, you know, I said at the reunion, like, for guys, whenever we get married, you know, you really only hear like happy wife, happy life. You don't really hear about what makes a guy happy in relationships or what men can do to be happy in relationships. Mm-hmm. So we could, you know, just expressing that, having a safe space. And, you know, I just want to push that for men because we're always told to be tough and have a tough interior. And, you know, sometimes we do need to be vulnerable and let that stuff out. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because you say that, but then if you cry, people have an issue with that. They'd be like, what is he crying for? Yeah. Like, what is, you
You're
know,
never gonna
you just
win
can't win.
The
can't
general win. Public, no.
Yeah, you can't win.
You got to be good with where you are and what you have.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, Jimmy also said he would be open to dating AD. Would that bother you?
No, I mean, 80 single. Like, I'm not a guy that...
But you was cooling with people. Like, you know, those are guys that... It is a competition in a way,
yeah.
I guess. But these are also people that, like, y'all were sharing things with each other.
If AD dates Jimmy, like, what are we doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, so like, go ahead. Like, you know what I mean? What am I supposed to do? Like, Jimmy, don't do that. You're my friend. Like, yeah, go ahead, bro. Like, I'm not
what
about
bro code? You said bro code earlier.
I got bro code. I'm not gonna put that on
so
every
you don't
man.
Impose
you know
bro code
what I'm saying? And I broke bro code, too, with my dad. So I got to, like, you know, I got to take that on the chin, you know? So, you know.
Are you still friends with some of those guys? Like, y'all still
Yeah, I'm cool with Jimmy. I'm cool with Johnny, Ken, Jeremy. I was just, you know, Jeremy Raj Jeskies and stuff like that. So I rode with Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ken is cool. Me and Johnny are probably like the closest.
Okay.
We talk a lot. And I'm really cool with Jimmy as well. And Trev. I'm cool with Trev as well. So.
Have you ever turned your locations on in a relationship?
Nah, never. Never. But maybe I should, right? More trust.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
with your wife.
With my wife,
yes.
Yeah.
Or with the woman you are sure is going to be your wife.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I do appreciate you for coming up and actually clearing up a lot of things. You know, we did see a lot, like you said, on TV, but a lot of it does get edited,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think the main takeaway is that you are working on yourself and you do look forward to being married one day.
Yeah, I do. 100%.
You think AD just wasn't the right person or you think it's not the right time?
I said it. I didn't think it was the right time. I just felt like, because I said I wanted to date AD after, but, you know, AD was very focused on being a wife at that time.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, so.
Plus, you can't say no at the altar and then be like, but let's keep dating.
Yeah, no,
That's tough.
I have a best friend who they called off their wedding and I thought they were going to break up and they stayed together and got married like years later.
Yeah.
You never know. You might spin the block.
It could happen.
I thought it was pretty, I mean, hey, I get it. I didn't understand the magnitude of, you know, the wedding altar saying no. But I'm just like, yo, AD, like, we had a good 2 weeks, you know, prior to that. I feel like you've seen, like, episode, like, 10 and 11. We really didn't have too much drama like mm-hmm. we did in the beginning. And honestly, like, 2 weeks is, like, 2 months. So mm-hmm. we had, like, a really good ride to the end. So I felt like the momentum that we had, although I said no, like, all the times before that, we had a great relationship. So I didn't think it was, like, you know, crazy to say, hey, like, let's be in a relationship, but mm-hmm. also too, I understand her. You know, I said no at the altar. It's like rejection. So the way how she goes about it, I can't judge.
Right.
And I give her grace in that. And like I said, I support AD and everything she does. So
do you guys still speak now?
Yeah, we still cool. Mm.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you still like ask her out? Let's go do something. Let's go eat. Or that's off
I kind of let AD lead with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, a couple times at the reunion, like a couple times, like, you know, me, like, I'm not going to be chasing too much. Like, you know, like if I ask you to do something and you like, you know, don't really respond to it, I'm not going to keep on asking, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. But, you know.
What is your dad doing any therapy or anything like that or just you? Like, or because like you said, the family is healing from certain things that you guys learned about each other. Is the whole family working on things or are you alone just going to therapy?
No, my dad's working on it as well.
It's
really good. My dad actually had a meeting with the family and apologized to my mom.
That's
he apologized
wonderful.
To the kids. And
wow.
So I just feel like the world needs to just back off my dad a little bit because he had the healing. He apologized and he's put in the work. Like we have a group chat where he talks to us every single day. Mm. He wants to understand how he could be a better father. And I mean, that's accountability right there.
Right.
Like, yeah, you have an L, but like it's how you respond. Yeah. And my dad has responded tremendously. So, you know, shout out to him.
And that's something for a lot of people to learn from. Mm-hmm.
For a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Because he probably had no idea. Like, you know, I mean, people do things and they're not even thinking about like
the consequences or
how it affects people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear that from you. All right. Well, good. We appreciate it. We're going to be following your business.
Awesome.
Would you do reality TV again?
Right now, I'm going to say no. but we'll see. I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to put
never
it
know.
Out.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know what else I wanted to ask you? What are some things you feel like could have made this experience better? You know, they're always talking about, well, this season they're doing this differently because the cast said this. But like if you could give feedback and say, this would have been helpful for me while I was on the show, what are some things that you think would be helpful?
Hmm. I think it would have just been helpful if I did my homework before going on the show. I'm gonna just put it on me. I wish I like watched it before going on. Like watching some of the other cast members, like I'm not saying that they did anything fake, but you could just tell that they knew like what to expect.
How to finesse things.
How to finesse things a little bit, where I'm just like, yeah, I need to see your boobs and titties and stuff like that. You know, so like it's like, hey, chill out, Clay. That ain't the point of the show. So I really kind of wish that I watched it. But I think the producer did a great job of outlining everything. So
okay. Yeah. So you were fine with the way everything was.
I was fine. Like okay. I said, yeah.
It was on you. All right. Mm-hmm. There we go, Clay, with the accountability.
Yeah. Therapy is working.
It's working, right?
Amen. All right. Well, thank you guys. Well, thank you, Clay, so much for joining us. How can people follow you also, but not troll you?
Yeah, yeah. Follow me on Clay underscore Graves Sandy. That's Clay underscore Graves Sandy. And then Wave Sandy Water Rentals. Come holla at us. We outside in Charlotte. We got jet cars, jet skis, boats. Come have a good time.
That's a cool name, Grave Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's actually
and
Guyanese.
Wave Sandy.
Wave yeah. Sandy, actually yeah. Does, yeah. That's, a little play.
Yeah,
little
that's
play
cute. Yeah. 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 All right, well, thank you so much. And can ladies slide in your DMs, too? You said you're single now, right?
Friendly DMs?
I'm single. Single, but like, hey, listen, I'm healing, so
okay. Good
you might not get a response from me.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah. All right. It's way up. It's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit usvi.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.